Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. We'll update a couple of stories later today. First one, the Vilas County Board adopted a resolution this week supporting Second Amendment rights, and the Langlade County Board this week referred a similar resolution back to committee for a possible public hearing. We'll have those two stories later today, along with the Minocqua Plan Commission has voted against a new 9-unit hotel that a developer wanted to build along U.S. Highway 51. Those stories coming up, more details later this afternoon. 4 Wausau firefighters were honored for their acts of bravery during the October 2019 cemetery shooting in Wausau. WAOW Television reports Lieutenant Quinn Ambrosius, along with firefighter paramedics Austin Kramer, Ashley Eggers, and Matthew Brockman, were honored during the Common Council meeting Tuesday. Ashley Eggers spoke about receiving the award.
We're very thankful to have such a supportive community, and it feels good to know that we're making a difference and helping people.
Battalion Chief Craig Cruzon nominated the 4. He says their actions going above and beyond the call of duty deserved recognition.
Without any regard to their safety, to try to save this member's life was unsurpassed and unbelievable to me. Their dedication and service to this community is well deserving of this award.
Cruzan added he's proud of every member of the department. In a decision that angered activists, the Wisconsin Association of School Boards recently declined to endorse a proposal that called on high schools to stop using Native American mascots. One expert says continued use could be harmful to students. Mike Moen reports.
Nearly 30 Wisconsin high schools still have a mascot that includes American Indian names and symbols, but nearly 20 schools got behind a resolution to end the practice altogether. But the School Board Association rejected that proposal at its annual convention. Brian Smedley is with the American Psychological Association, which has weighed in on the topic. He says not only can these nicknames create emotional harm to Native students, but to non-Native students as well.
The use of symbols or imagery and mascots teaches non-Indian kids that it's okay to portray a population such as American Indians in ways that are not accurate or true to their history.
The board's decision would have been non-binding, but an approval could have given activists a stronger message when pushing for a change in state law. Board members who voted against the resolution say it should be up to local school boards, some of which have voted on their own to drop names deemed offensive. Smedley says his group has been calling for these bans for 15 years now. He says while there has been progress in getting universities and high schools to take action, it's frustrating to still see nicknames being used.
This is not merely about the freedom for these schools to choose mascots that may reflect their own traditions, but we need to be cognizant of the literature and the research.
While the effort failed in Wisconsin, supporters say they're hopeful that the attention will convince more schools that still use Native American nicknames to drop them. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
President Trump's former national security advisor mentions Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson in his new book. John Bolton says Johnson was at a May 23rd meeting where Bolton claims the president railed about Ukraine trying to destroy him. Johnson's office has referred reporters back to an October statement where the Wisconsin Republican said he didn't recall any meeting where there was talk of quid pro quo. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for skies to remain cloudy with a high temperature right around 26 degrees and maybe a flurry here or there. Tonight, cloudy, low around 12. Thursday, cloudy, high near 27. By Friday, there's a slight chance of snow, but cloudy, high near 29. Saturday, cloudy, 32. But Sunday, they're talking about partly sunny and a high near 38. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.